Right now, though, there's some New Zealand students who have, on the world stage actually, despite global pandemics, which have, you know, caused quite a bit of grief to many people and also made studying quite difficult. And I have one of those students on the line with me now. Now, Jack Sanderlin is a Cambridge International Secondary School student. It's been recognised with the Cambridge Outstanding Learners Awards. These four of them have, with their exceptional academic achievements. Jack is one of those, and obviously he's got big plans for the future. So joining me on the phone now, Jack, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you too. My pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about this. So you go to Auckland Grammar School, don't you? But you've done the Cambridge certificate, the international certificate, as opposed to NCEA. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm doing Cambridge International as my qualification, and I've done that for the last couple of years, as opposed to NCEA. Grammar's kind of rare in that regard. As not a lot of New Zealand skills offered as well, but yeah. It's
so why have you gone with the Cambridge thing? Why is that an important thing for you?
Well, I went with Cambridge International probably because, firstly, it helps more with overseas universities because it's so recognised worldwide, which is really good when you have aspirations like I do of studying overseas. And also, I just think I like the subjects on offer and the way the year is designed with end-of-year exams.
Right, so it's a bit slightly
like
different. Hey, Jack, can you just move somewhere from where you are? Your phone's cutting in and out a little bit, so I don't know. Where are you? You're in a tunnel.
No, I'm just in my car. Hold on.
Oh, that's good. No, don't move. Whatever you're doing now, stay in exactly that position. Are you pulled over to the side of the road for this interview?
I've just finished a cricket game, so I'm just sitting in my car after that.
Excellent. Good stuff. So Cambridge is important. So you have been recognised with the Cambridge Outstanding Learners Awards. So what exactly does that mean? What did you get? Where are you rated? And are you one of the top students in New Zealand?
So for my marks this year for the awards I received top in the world in AS Physical Education and top in New Zealand for AS Business Studies.
Top in the world for physical education and top in New Zealand for business studies. That is something to... Well done. That's extraordinary.
Oh, thank you very much.
So from your early days at Auckland Grammar, one thing that you're really interested in is you are a great debater. So where did the debating come from? Where's the interest in that?
Well, to be honest, when I got to Auckland Grammar in my third form, I was just wanting to get involved at the school as much as I could, and I saw that debating was something that was being offered, something I hadn't really seen before, but I thought, I'm an argumentative person naturally. My parents get sick of me, so I might be all right at this. So I decided to give it a try. And ended up really enjoying it. It's been really an enriching experience for me. I've done it all my years from year 9 on to year 13 now. So, yeah.
That's extraordinary. So you came, am I right in saying this, you came second in the Nationals for an Auckland team and then you won Auckland debating with your Auckland Grammar debating team. So I was watching one of the debate finals. I'm not sure which one it was on, but you had to do it on Zoom. I mean, how does that impact your performance when you're debating? Because it's quite a showman piece, isn't it, as well, debating?
It's interesting in a couple ways. I personally like to do it in person because you kind of, it's easier to offer points of information like during other people's speeches, and I personally like being able to see everyone on a team with and going up against as well. But it definitely creates the sense that you are kind of almost on a stage, you know? It's a little bit different, but it's something I've just had to adjust to.
Yeah. So what sort of subjects do you debate?
Oh, it's a wide range of subjects from politics to international relations and affairs to occasionally the odd sport debates, criminal justice system, all that kind of stuff. So it's a very wide range, very often quite complicated.
And how much research, like what sort of research do you have to put into these debates?
Well, during the debate, once you find out the topic, you're actually not allowed to do any external research. So it's important to do that research beforehand, and just making sure, for me it's just about making sure I'm up to date on, current events, what's going on in the world, and then also just making sure that I have, at practices, so I'm making sure I'm listening to advice I get from coaches and, ways to tackle certain issues, relevant examples, things like that.
Have you thought about a career in politics? Because that would probably, you know, be quite a good skill to have.
I've sort of considered it, but I'm not too sure about it, to be honest. I don't think I'm really too keen on it.
So you mentioned that you want to go and study overseas. Where and what do you want to study?
Well, you know, I'm still definitely keeping my options open at this point, but at this moment I'm probably leaning towards heading to either Australia, maybe Sydney, as both of my siblings are over there, or possibly even further afield, maybe the US or the UK universities like Cambridge, that kind of thing. That I think that'd be very cool. And I'm looking at this point to probably do law and maybe like a law and arts degree and specialising in media and the arts degree.
Wow, that's quite diverse, but your debating skills will come into, they'll be very handy.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, hopefully.
Well, you know what you should think about if you're a good debater? You should think about being a talkback host, a talkback radio host. You'd excel at that.
I don't think I can do the job you do.
So obviously last year for you, it's interesting. So what year are you going into now, or what year are you in?
I'm in my final year of secondary school, so year 13 or 7th form.
So you're in year 13. How have you found the whole year last year? Did it impact your learning? I mean, not being able to do a lot of your learning at school, did you struggle or was it okay for you?
I think, you know, we were relatively lucky here in terms of the timing of our lockdowns, because the first one came earlier in the year, and it was around the time when we would have had mock exams anyway, and so we didn't actually miss out on too much learning. We just missed out on sitting the exams, which I think quite a few people were actually pretty happy with. And then the second lockdown, by the time that came around, I'd pretty much already finished all the stuff that was in the curriculum for most of my subjects, so it was just revision, which was pretty easy to do at home. So I think I was quite lucky in that aspect. And personally, I find myself to be relatively motivated, so I didn't have too much trouble doing it at home, but yeah.
You are a motivated person by the sounds of things. What about your friends, or what about some other people at your school? How did they all go?
Well, Auckland Grammar actually produced quite good results for us here, despite COVID. A lot of my mates ended up doing pretty well. I think I had a good group of mates who got plenty of A's or over 80%, which is pretty good. I think, you know, one of the major struggles of lockdown was just people's mental health. You know, people kind of got quite sick of it. But I think, you know, obviously it was tough not being able to be at school and get specialist teaching, which is important. But I think the majority of my mates coped with it pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Now, you were also involved in a British Parliamentary National Tournament debate, which is different to the other sort of debating that you do. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So instead of two teams, it's four teams in a debate. And two of the teams are actually on the same side, but they're still trying to beat each other, which sounds very confusing, probably because it is. But, I was involved in that tournament with a mate of mine from Grammar, entering as a team from Auckland Grammar, and we ended up doing pretty well, which was good.
Excellent. So what are your ambitions? What's next for you? What are you planning on in the future?
Well, I want to make sure I go, you know, do a nice university overseas, hopefully get to the degree I want, and then in terms of, you know, personally, I want to just make sure I immerse myself in any experiences overseas and really get out of my comfort zone to try to meet new people, have new experiences, and then eventually I'm going to be able to get a job out of university and start my working career.
Excellent stuff. Hey, so you are sitting, Jack, in your car after playing cricket. Did you win?
Mm-hmm. We did win. It was actually a great, exciting game. We looked like we were down and out. However, one of my friends essentially batted us to victory. We needed about 40 runs in the last 3.5 overs, and he played really well and got us there at the end.
Good stuff. Hey, Jack, thank you for taking the time for talking, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
There you go. That's Jack Sandlin, who is a Cambridge International Secondary School student. He's one of four who've been recognised with the Cambridge Outstanding Learners Awards. So he's number top of the world for the physical education and top of New Zealand for business studies. Extraordinary. What a well-rounded, well-grounded young man.